Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now from Moscow is Masha Gessen, a journalist and author of several books. She has contributed to Vanity Fair, The New Republic, Granta, and Slate, among other publications, and served as editor of the Russian language magazine Snob, and was recently fired as editor of Around the World for not covering Putin's stunt of flying with cranes. Her latest book is The Man Without a Face, The Unlikely Rise of Vladimir Putin. So tell us about what happened in terms of you're losing this job over Putin's stunt of flying the ultralight craft with the cranes.
Basically, I refused to send a reporter. And the reason I actually refused to send the reporter is because previous Putin efforts at saving extinct species have generally involved endangering the animals, mostly because special animals have to be to participate, and anything is done to enhance the photo op without regard for the animals. So, for example, when he was putting a satellite collar on a tiger, it actually then turned out to be a tiger borrowed from the Khabarovsk Zoo, not a wild tiger as it was built. When he was putting a satellite collar on a polar bear that was captured several days ahead of time and heavily sedated while waiting for Putin. So I actually didn't want my reporters to see something like that, because then we would feel obligated to report it, and then we would get in trouble, and the publisher would probably lose his magazine. I felt that as a popular science magazine, which is what Around the World is, it's actually the second oldest popular science magazine in the world, we would be able to sidestep the issue altogether as long as we weren't forced to see what Putin did. So that's why I didn't to send a reporter, and when my publisher encountered my refusal to send a reporter, he hired me on the spot.
So, Masha Gessen, what it seems to me, though, there's a kind of irony here, and I think you could actually suggest an absurdity here, that Vladimir Putin is freeing animals while imprisoning the Russian people.
Well, I think it's everything he does is a travesty. And, you don't even have to go so far as to look at people. You can just look at nature. He's making a show of saving nature while also running an extractive oil economy in which there's no regard for the environment. The amounts of oil that Russia's leading companies, and including partly state-owned companies, spill into Russia's water supply are absolutely staggering. It's like, we have the BP disaster happening on an annual basis. It's absolute hypocrisy in that context to make a show of trying to save Siberian cranes.
So, again, Masha Gessen is a journalist, author, and editor speaking to us from Moscow. She was recently fired as editor of Around the World for not covering Putin's stunt of flying with cranes, and her latest book is The Man Without a Face, The Unlikely Rise of Vladimir Putin. At his press conference in Vladivostok following the APEC summit, Putin was mocking and derisive towards critics of him, like yourself, and deriding them as being out of the mainstream, odd ducks, perhaps, or dodos. What else can be said? There are certain birds that don't fly in flocks. But this is a different sort of problem. Even if they are not members of the flock, they are members of our population, and they have to be treated very carefully to the extent possible. Now, that is a very spooky, to my mind, that is a spooky kind of threat to any dissident, that patronizing nature is the nicest thing you could say about it. But given what your book has revealed, The Man Without a Face, The Unlikely Rise of Vladimir Putin, I find it deeply chilling, and I imagine you do.
I do. Actually, I'm not comfortable commenting on this right at this minute.
Okay.
It will It'll become clear in a couple of days why I am not. But
okay. Well, but
I can't do that right now.
But it's pretty clear that that there's many moves on the part of both the parliament and President Putin to restrict the activity of protesters and dissidents in Russia. I mean, that's no secret.
Absolutely no. I mean, we've been living ever since he entered office for the third time, for the third time in the last 12 years. He has been leading a progressive crackdown. There has been a whole bunch of repressive laws passed. There are more than a dozen people who've been imprisoned in connection with peaceful protest activities. And that shows no sign of stopping. It's very rapidly progressed from a repressive authoritarian regime to tyranny, basically.
So has there been a lot of publicity within Russia about the findings from Boris Nemtsov about the extent of Putin's wealth and his lavish lifestyle? Has that, obviously that's not in the story that the official press is going to cover, but I'm just curious to know whether the alternative press and the internet is getting that story out.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ian, I'm going to beg again, because I have nothing good to say about that report. I'd rather not say anything.
Okay.
It's just horribly written and very poorly researched.
I see. I see. Well, I certainly, there's enough real evidence out there that one doesn't have to resort to to shoddy reports. But and Navalny is under in trouble, though, isn't he? And they seem to be going after him.
Yes, absolutely. Navalny is Russia's most prominent anti-corruption activist. Is facing charges and could quite possibly face up to 7 years in prison. So he's got the sword hanging over him, and it will be lowered eventually.
Well, what is the, you know, Hillary Clinton met with Putin at Vladivostok, and they talked obviously about Syria, and they came away with deep disagreements about how to proceed. But when asked about her meeting with Putin, and she was asked about the cranes, of course, and she sort of laughed and said, he's quite a character. Do you get the impression that foreign leaders, and particularly the leaders here in the United States, have the full measure of who Putin is?
As a matter of fact, I don't. I think that they certainly have come a long way from the apparent admiration they felt for him in his early years in power. And they increasingly find him disagreeable and ridiculous. But I don't think they quite realize just how much of a dictator he's become.
Well, it's pretty hard not to see it, though, isn't it? I mean, 50,000 plus people in the streets. Even though the authorities have found ways to suppress dissent, I take it it's still bubbling under the surface.
It's certainly bubbling, not just under the surface, it's bubbling over all the time. There's a large demonstration planned for this Saturday. I have a feeling that it will be smaller than some previous demonstrations, and part of the reason it will be smaller, of course, is that the risks of going out into the streets, even to take part in a perfectly legal, peaceful protest, have become quite high. It's one thing to go out into the street when you can plan on going to work the next day. It's quite another to feel that you may not see your family for 2 or 3 years.
Which is what happened with the punk rock group, Pussy Riot, at least.
Right. Well, the punk rock group didn't take part in a legal protest.
Right.
It was still a peaceful protest for which they got 2 years in prison. But there are more than a dozen people imprisoned in connection with the last legally sanctioned protest in Moscow. And that's I think, the scary part for a lot of potential participants in Saturday's protest.
Well, Masha Gessen, I thank you so much for joining us here, and I certainly don't mean to put you on the spot, but I admire what you're trying to do, and I hope to stay in touch.
There's no problem at all. There's a couple of things that I need to say, but
okay, I understand.
Right now, it's not, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Again, I've been speaking with Marcia Gessen, who's a journalist and author of several books. She has contributed to Vanity Fair, The New Republic, Granter and Slate, among other publications, and she served as editor of the Russian language magazine Snob and was recently fired as editor of Around the World for not covering Putin's stunt of flying with the cranes. Her latest book is The Man Without a Face, The Unlikely Rise of Vladimir Putin, and she joined us from Moscow. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back in a moment talking about how the banking lobby is trying to undo Wall Street reform.